Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. Well, it's been, let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, so 4 hours since my last podcast. Let me tell you guys. The last podcast we got the which was 4 hours ago. We got the skid steer running. I actually did quite a bit of work with it already. We're filling in bull holes and smoothing out a lot of things, but unfortunately, the actual radiator actually blew up. It's an old radiator. In fact, when I first got the machine, the radiator was all clogged up with rust. So I took it out and I flushed the radiator multiple times in order to clear it out because the water wasn't even circulating through the radiator long time ago. So I flushed it all out, got all the rust out, and it was actually working really good for many years with no issues. But today I'm pushing the machine, doing what I'm doing with it, and it ended up busting on the actual radiator itself. So I'm gonna have to remove the radiator and take it to the same place that I had the oil cooler repaired at, because they're actually a radiator repair shop, so it's all the same stuff essentially. So I'm gonna have to remove that, take it to the shop, have them fix it. So since the last one was like $100, it's probably gonna be anywhere between 100 and $200 to fix this radiator, if they can fix it. And then I did notice underneath the seat, underneath the cab, there is another hydraulic leak, completely different than the ones we fixed already, but this one's really small. We might be able to live with it for now, but it is leaking fluid, so it's one of those things. So yes, I was able to use it to do quite a bit of work already within that 4 hours. I did a lot. But with that said, it is broken again. And here's the thing, guys, with old equipment, like I was saying in the last one, I know something's gonna break. It's just a matter of when. It is an older machine, and it is what it is, but even if I spend $200 fixing the radiator, and then another, say, $60 fixing the hydraulic holes, I'm still way under $1,200 that I was originally going to have to spend to rent one for a week, right? So no matter what, I'm still coming out cheaper. But I'm having to deal with the issues along the way, and so that's okay. It's just part of owning equipment and stuff like that. It's just part of it. Am I a little frustrated? I'm a little frustrated because we do need the machine in the back on the fence line, but it's a good thing I tested it. And I was working the machine out in the yard and by our cattle corral, filling in all the bull holes because I didn't want it to break way in the back of the property. It's really far in the back, a couple miles at least. And so I'd rather it break up front now than in the back, because if it's in the back, then it's a whole ordeal just to go back and forth or just to work on it and fix it to get it running. So I drove it back to the front of my front yard. It's parked. I'm gonna let the machine cool down for a couple of hours because it's really hot. And then I'm gonna go ahead and see if I can remove that radiator. I've taken it off before, like I said, and flushed it many years ago. So I'll take that off myself. I'm not gonna have the mechanic do it. I'm just gonna take it off myself, take it into the radiator place, have them repair it, and I'll put the radiator back in myself so I don't have to pay the diesel mechanic to do that. Since I've actually removed that radiator like 4 or 5 times already. When I first did the initial flush, it didn't flush it all the way through and clean it out enough. So I took it back off and redid it, and then took it back off and redid it, and to the point where I finally was able to clear all the gunk and rust out of the radiator itself. So I'm very familiar with taking it off and putting it back on. It's kind of a process, but hey, it is what it is. It'll probably take me an hour or less to remove it. And then to put it back on, an hour or less, so about 2 hours of just work on it. And then as far as that radiator holes, the radiator, not the radiator holes, but the hydraulic line that's leaking, the new leak on a different line, is on the opposite side of the machine under the cab. And so I'm not sure if I want to re I it needs to be replaced. Yes, 100% it does. But I need to monitor it and see how bad of a leak it is. If it's a very small leak, then I'm going to hold off on it because we do have a lot of stuff going on. We're buying a lot of materials for this fencing project. So there's a lot of money going out all over the place, I'll give you guys an example. Just our fuel cost to run the dozers, run the, the backhoe, run all the trucks, all the diesel trucks, and all that. We're literally spending minimum $200 a day minimum on diesel cost. So, and right now the current price of diesel here, I just got diesel yesterday. The cheapest place I could find was $4.99 for diesel. But right here in my local town, it's actually $5.79 per gallon of diesel. So almost is pushing $6 a gallon. So it's pretty expensive. And then obviously every morning we top off all the machines with diesel, that kind of stuff. Plus the ranch truck, I'm putting fuel in there. So yeah, we're pushing over at least $200 a day on just the fuel costs, let alone all the other stuff we have. We have all the brand new fencing we spent, all the T-posts, the galvanized T-posts, which is also expensive, all the wood poles, all the galvanized poles for all the H-braces, tons of clips and nails and everything else. We've been spending money like crazy. And, obviously we don't want to be doing that, because that's more money out of our pockets that we don't want to be doing. But we have to do what we have to do. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fix that, have that radiator taken in. I'm going to do a little bit more investigation on that new hydraulic leak on another hose and see if it's something I want to deal with, or I'll have the diesel mechanic come out and deal with that part at least. But we'll see. It's in a very tight spot, and I was mentioning in another podcast that I get very I don't have the patience for like really tight areas. I get frustrated. So I'll probably fix the radiator and then have the diesel mechanic come out and deal with that hydraulic hose under the cab that's giving me an issue now. Oh man. And I'm hoping the radiator is not too trashed where they can't repair it, right? Because at some point something can be so far gone that it can't be repaired. So I'm hoping that it can be repaired, So, because if not, I think a new radiator for this machine, if I priced it out right, I think it was like, with all said and done with shipping and everything, it's probably like between $300 and $400 for a new one. I think it's more on the upper side of 400. So, yeah, I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that they can just fix this radiator like they fixed the oil cooler, which is like a mini radiator for the hydraulic system. So, oh my goodness. But let me tell you, it was nice driving the machine for 4 hours because I haven't drove that machine in, 8 months, 9 months at least. So, nice to be back behind the wheel of it. I mean, there's obviously some other things I need to take care of on it and fix and stuff like that. But, at this point, we just want to get the fence line done. And then that way we can start recovering on our money that we're spending on everything. Because, I mean, at this point, we probably have about 30 something thousand dollars spent already on, miscellaneous stuff as far as fencing supplies, parts, miscellaneous parts to keep all the machines running. Plus the time and labor on everything, fuel cost, and then having our diesel mechanic come out and work on things while we're doing other things ourselves. So yeah, money just gets spent out pretty quick. So we're trying not to spend that much money, but it is what it is. Especially when you're dealing with that much fence line and the terrain and stuff like that. If I had to guess the amount of fuel that we've put in the dozer already, probably, let's see. I would say probably about $800 worth of diesel that has already gone into the bulldozer. And I just topped it off yesterday morning. And so, no, sorry, yeah. Was it yesterday? No, not yesterday, the day before, I topped it off. So basically, we have enough diesel in that bulldozer to finish up whatever we need to do, plus still have a lot of diesel left in the tank. So thank God we don't got to spend no more money on diesel for the machine. But this is just trials and errors of life, guys. When you come across an issue, you just kind of gotta just relax and figure out the best way to go forward about fixing it, and obviously the most cost-effective way. At this point, do I want to spend any more money on the skidster? Not really, but I kind of have to because we need it in the back to move a lot of stuff around pretty quick. So I am going to have it fixed one more time. And instead of doing groundwork with it or dirt work with it, I'm only going to use the machine to move the equipment around, move all the fence posts and all the T-posts around, and the rail pounders. We have a big air-powered rail pounder. So I'm just going to use the machine for those things just so we can get the fence line in. And then, you know, later on I can deal with fixing the other issues on it, and then we can do some groundwork later on. So, but luckily I've done most of the work with that bulldozer. So it looks really, really good back there now. Flat, everything's tracked in, and yeah, it is what it is. So anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on the next one.